United States with two friends. We went from Georgia to Tennessee and all up to Michigan and went on. And I have always loved the waterfalls. Aunt Lou, that's why that fountain's over there.
Yeah.
I love waterfalls.
Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to see Niagara Falls.
Uh-huh.
And I went up and saw Niagara Falls.
Uh-huh.
And then went from Niagara Falls up to Canada. And then I saw the changing of the guards, and it was just worth everything to me.
Yeah, right.
They have a fountain over the church in her name, water fountain.
Oh, my.
In honor of her.
Because I love waterfalls. And, you know, the Cochran's asked me, says, we want to do something in remembrance of you.
Mm-hmm.
Said, what would you like? I said, oh, I don't know what. She said, we thought about a fountain because you look. I said, oh, that was just a thing. That's why the fountains.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, in your, you know, after you had your children, is there anything that you participated in the community? What did you do in the community after your children were born? Was there anything in particular that she...
What did she say?
You know, work in the community. Or,
what work did you in the community? Most of it, church work. A church.
Oh, yeah. And I have never been idle from my church work. I did help all the things, you know,
mm-hmm.
until I, you know.
Yeah, but you couldn't do it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, what's some of the organizations you belong to in the church?
Well, I did this is a mission. Well, we didn't have but one. Now, I told you I belong to all of them now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I say.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't have nothing but I organized a missionary society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Anna Lou, Dr. Thomas has had a Dr. Thomas, not Harry Jr., but Harry Sr., had a sister, and she was teaching over here. And you see, it was just me and my sister was girls, and we were all the same age. And she helped me get the missionary. She got the Constitution. Her mother was president of there, and then old man Dud Brown, that was our preacher, he went around with me and I got the names, and that's why we had got an auxiliary. And mm-hmm. I don't want y'all to let it go down.
Yeah,
it's still going.
Yeah. Well, do y'all have emancipation celebrations in this year?
Yeah, at the Family Life Center every, the 1st of January.
Okay, yeah. You do have emancipation.
Yeah.
So have you ever had parades here? It's for emancipation?
Not in this town.
So you have it at a church?
We have it at what's called a Family Life Center. All the churches meet there.
Oh, I said Family mm-hmm. Life Center.
Yeah, it's in Seneca.
In Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
So have you always had that? Is it just started, or you've always had it in this community?
Well, they've always had it at some place in Seneca.
Oh, I see. Okay. Because I was looking for this year, you know, for January, and I was trying to figure out all the places that still have emancipation
mm-hmm.
celebrations.
They still have it here. And all the churches in the Seneca River Baptist Association meet.
Okay.
There.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll next January 1st, I'll see whether I can attend, and I have someone to attend.
Yeah.
How about 4th of July? Do y'all do anything particular for 4th of July, or?
They have parades over at Clemson, but... You know, most people have their own cookouts.
A little cookout.
And picnics and
mm-hmm.
in their yards.
Mm-hmm. How about barbecues? Do y'all have barbecues? So like on the coast, we have crab cracks, fish fries.
Yeah.
You know, is there anything like any kind of food time things you have? Like
they
get together?
Just have barbecues. Most of chicken and spare ribs barbecued. And most of them have it in their yard.
In their yard.
Yeah.
And so you'll have like a social hall where you... Do you have a particular social hall where you meet in this community?
Not in this community.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fellowship hall in our church where we have our meetings mm-hmm. for church.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, Anna Lou, I want y'all to remember, don't never tell these children what they can't do because we don't know what they can do.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
You know, if I... could have done so much more.
Mm-hmm.
I could have had a Yale's education and Benedict College free if I'd have just had somebody to encourage me, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But we were poor people. You know, we didn't have, and I thought to myself, nah, I don't have the clothes and things, you know. Mm-hmm. But you see, if I'd had somebody just to say, you go on and help you. So don't never tell children what they can't do.
Right, that's true.
That's what I told Diane and Anthony when they got, I said, now, and, you know, Dorothy Lee and Geraldine, too. I said, you almost have get something to make yourself a good living.
They with, do.
Well, I said, and, they're too poor. You can't do that. I say you can do it if you want it bad enough.
Right.
Yeah. And you see, Dorothy Lee has been in the census in the government for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Geraldine is RN. She's registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, said, Granny, I help take care of my mouth.
Yeah. Something else I was wondering, how about the Eastern Stars and Masons? Is that popular here?
They have a chapter up at Abel.
Mm-hmm. Anna Lou, are you an Eastern
no,
Star?
No, I'm not an Eastern Star.
Huh?
No, I'm not.
I'm not either.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, no, I'm not an Eastern Star.
There are several of them. I lost. My husband was a Mason, but
Mason.
I never
you never get to join an Eastern Star.
But they have a temple up at the Abel Hall.
Well, as far as schools, y'all had a Pacific high school, or, you know, did you ever have parades in this area? Is there any time when you would have a parade?
Not in the black community. They always had it up on Clemson University.
Clemson.
Everybody went over there.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the university really made the time.
Oh, yeah. So as far as the
wait
black...
Wait a minute, you know, I had to play Negro ball until me and took it. They had a parade in Clemson, black.
Did you?
That's a long time, a year ago, when Uncle Bill Greenlee was there.
That was before
my
time.
After that, Mr. Clemson...
That's my son.
And everything for us to have it. And we picked up the car and decorated the car right down here in Joe Clanskill Cafe, right where Marty Inn was.
Really?
We was the only black gear one in there. They never did keep that in history. I was in charge of it.
Okay, when did you...
We used to give all down that your square dances down at night. That was a long time.
He used to give road, what was it called?
Street dancing?
That's one of my sons.
Uh-huh.
He's the older son.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you said you had square dances?
Yeah, you had them in the street dance.
In the street dance?
Yeah.
That was back, John, and that was back in 40, 41.
When did you have parade?
And one Christmas.
You had a Christmas parade.
Yeah. He got in the Christmas parade.
Joe Clancy, still wife, all of them, took it in all of them. And the took it, we had a wagon. In Uncle Bill Greenlee wagon, and you said Dick Crown said what, Ma?
I forgot.
You did. You said Dick Crown said if anybody had got the prize, it ought to been that.
Yeah, it did.
Now, what you don't think about now? I just listed you now.
You don't
ever tell me about what your children do. I did. Yeah, I know what I did.
I can't remember.
So tell me what the spot is.
But anyhow, he was the first person that got in the Christmas parade.
Uh-huh.
Done a whole lot around here for them. And I'm still doing for the sick and shut in around here in this community. All these people.
Well,
you from Addison?
No, I'm from Columbia.
Columbia?
Yeah, I'm doing research for the state.
Oh, you're
for Black
getting all these old things together.
Yeah, Black South Carolina history.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't even dream of him too long ago.
Yeah.
But
one thing I was going to ask you about the
square dance. Mitchell and all of them.
I was asking you about the square dance. What was the square dance? You said you dance in the streets? Or?
Yeah, the street dancers.
They closed off, block off so much of a certain portion.
Well, did you raise money or
no,
what?
Just
have fun.
For pleasure.
Just for pleasure.
Yeah.
And how many years did you have these kind of square dancing?
Oh, that's 4 foot to the highway up here. That's been a long time. We have just about it once a month.
Well, once a month?
Yeah, I had running my business right up here, we had every Saturday night when the children come out.
What was your business? I mean,
I had an ice cream place.
You had
ice cream parlor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Well, I've asked this question before. Did you have cowboys here? I mean, did you have people, black men that rode on bull or rode horses?
Not,
or
rodeo?
I told her I didn't know.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Uh-uh.
No. But what other things that blacks did in this community? I know Clemson was an overshadowing kind of thing.
Yeah.
But what actually happened in the community when Big Thursday was going on and all this kind of stuff with Clemson? What some of the other things you had the dances?
Well, most universities had almost all the activities, on the field, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
There were days like that. But I worked for the university.
And you work in the university. Mm-hmm. And what?
Then nobody go because they don't have a right.
Yeah. Well, how about the ice cream parlor? Was there anything particularly, how long did you have the ice cream parlor? Tell me.
I run that thing about 7 or 8 years, I reckon, more than that, I guess. I didn't get the time up. I could go back and look through some paperwork, but I might like my sales tax and things. I said, I might go back then, but I can tell you, but at least running 10 years, I know that.
At least running 18 years. And that was a place where a lot of the teenagers would come.
Yeah, right.
Did you tap dance there?
I had a lot of fun there.
What is tap dance?
I ain't doing nothing. I'm retired now. I'm just enjoying life a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't doing nothing. Say it again.
A record player and play music for the kids and things.
Yeah.
And have ice cream.
I did have some pictures, but candy. I don't know where. I got to go through with all the papers.
All that.
Right.
Hmm. But I don't know, Bill Greenley back in the day, he had wagons, dogs, and what.
She took a picture. I had a picture of Uncle Bill, and then she took it. Took a picture of him.
So Bill had a horse. He could do what anybody could. But anytime them boys be out on the field after military school in Clemson then.
Uh-huh.
And when they go to blow that bugle, Bill would stop his horse, and that horse would stop, and he'd stretch way out and salute him every time. Then Dan Patty had more sense than people, anybody.
I dreamed last night about him getting on that red horse right out in back of my house.
Well, I just mind think about the old time back in them days. I ain't all that old, but I took it very interesting in things when I was up in the prime.
Yeah.
But now I'm old now. I'm just taking it easy now.
Yeah,
as old as you feel.
Yeah. I don't think about my age, but I just still get around.
Age is just a number, Jack.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
You know what I tell all these girls? I'm a widow. Like I told them all, they always tell anybody, when y'all ain't crossed the bridge yet, when y'all cross the bridge, your mind will change. Yeah. They say, mine will change. They talking about what they want to do, but when they ever get single enough, let me tell you, they get out there trying to have a good time. Mm-hmm. They ain't old as they think they are. You know Jerry Holland living in Columbia?
Jerry Holland?
Hollis.
No.
Hollis. He teaches school down there.
Hollis. No.
He married a girl from up in here. He come up here pretty often.
Yeah.
Daddy was a preacher.
Oh, I see. So therefore, y'all did have quite a community where you got together and.
Oh yeah,
they had fun. They had fun over here. They had cafes and all that. when I got married, came in, they had a cafe right out there. And Lars knows y'all. Who just ran that old cafe?
Have a tank.
Reed Jones. And Tall up there where David Green house, Tall Brown had a. Had a big two-story building. And Reed Jones run stayed in a house up there for years. Loaded all of them.
There was always some place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And who was that band that used to come and out there and when they had the old school out and they were dancing and it fell in?
Buddy T. No, when that school out, fell in. This guy from Greenville, Josie Maddie.
Yeah,
what was his name? Oh, hey, I know the guy.
But the school out, the floor fell in.
Oh, I've been there, Jim. Hey, we had a banquet. That's the Friendship Council.
Joe.
Leading and Rhythm, all of them. Jim sang all of them live.
And Jesse
Richardson.
The people who were there from the church, they turned them out of church. Now, I was 90 of them, but long as they turned them out of church because they were dancing. They caught dancing in the dance hall.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
But what was that man? He used to come with me all the time. He was from down in North part of the state.
Oh, it wasn't even green.
He was. He used to play the band.
Oh, hey, it's letting my mind in. Josie married him one time. Josie Chalmers.
Yeah.
Just come down here with him.
But he had a good old man. I remember dancing to that.
Oh, my.
What was his name? I forget his name. Right. I meant to ask somebody about him in Greenville, man, when I was over Greenville the other day.
Well, do you still have some of the old band players around,
No, they didn't. I don't think any band players.
No, we didn't have anybody, but
because they always
Buddy T. Anderson. That's when he was Buddy T. and Brown.
Lou, you got a cold?
Up in here.
Yeah, I got that cold.
And
I know.
It's been a pretty good, nice country place.
Yeah.
It's decent people. You know, these country people, they didn't know nothing but go to church and what they did. No pledge we did have. They worked at Clemson all the time.
Yeah. So most the blacks work in the Clemson area.
Right.
That's
about everybody over here.
About everybody over here. Black worked at Clemson and paid for their home, too.
Sure did.
Yeah. When I went to work at Clemson, I wasn't making no money.
And just about everybody over here on their own home.
Yeah.
Well, did you have farming in this area? Did you farm any?
Nobody came along, they did, but now houses and all that. Y'all farmed right down here on all that land.
Daddy farmed up there by all that Barlow.
Cotton farming, corn, potatoes. We had a big potato patch, and they had that old Spring Road coming out, and me and Daddy come down there loading sweet potatoes on the truck, and the wagon turned over on me, and I come out with a sweet potato in my mouth. I'm eating sweet potatoes there.
Oh, no.
I thought you looked like a potato.
I love sweet potatoes. Oh. Yeah.
Well, anything else that you remember that we have forgotten to talk about?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, she talked about her trips and all that.
You talked about the trips.
Yeah.
Her travels.
Yeah. Well, there was a newspaper article written on. Mm-hmm. Do you have a copy of that?
Yeah.
The one that, yeah. Don't you have one, Jack? I know I got several for that.
Yeah, I got one.
And I would like to take a picture of all of you together, if possible.
Okay.
I got it. Well,